Hi, I'm Mandy Jordan. Welcome to Inside the Blanket Fort, a weekly update from SIU Press, the scholarly book publishing unit of SIU. Last week, we celebrated the life of press author and friend Herbert K. Russell, who recently passed away. This week, we're exploring some of the books the press is featuring in our spotlight for Women's History Month. Out of print in the United States since its original publication in 1915, Susan Glaspell's largely forgotten novel Fidelity tells the story of Ruth Holland, a young woman who returns to her small Midwestern hometown after 11 years' absence. Forced home by the death of her father, Ruth must face a family and community that have largely turned against her following her affair with a married man. Glaspell, mostly known as a playwright and for her founding of the Provincetown Players, was also an accomplished novelist. Students at the University of Nebraska-Lincoln, under the guidance of Kevin McMullen, project manager of the Walt Whitman Archive, have resurrected this neglected novel. The text includes contemporary photographs of Susan Glaspell, a new introduction, and annotations throughout, which provide useful commentary for students and general readers alike. While baseball is traditionally perceived as a game to be played, enjoyed, and reported from a masculine perspective, it has long been beloved among women, more so than any other spectator sport. Breaking into Baseball, Women and the National Pastime, by Jean Hastings Ardell, upends baseball's accepted history to at last reveal just how involved women are, and have always been, in the American game. Through provocative interviews and deft research, Ardell devotes a detailed chapter to each of the seven ways women participate in the game. From the stands as fans, on the field as professionals or as amateur players, behind the plate as umpires, in the front office as executives, in the press box as sports writers and reporters, or in the shadows as baseball annies. In Loving Lincoln, a personal history of the women who shaped Lincoln's life and legacy, Stacy Lynn presents a fresh perspective on President Lincoln, connecting his story to the stories of women and showcasing his kindness, sensitivity, and moral center. She explores how women shaped Lincoln's inspirational legacy and pays homage to all the women who gave Lincoln to the world. Lynn's unique blending of history, biography, and her own story reveals the ways in which an emotional connection to the historical figures one studies opens the door to richer human and historical understanding. By inviting readers to feel the past as well as read it, Lynn demonstrates that history matters most when it engages our minds and hearts. In A Brick and a Bible, Black Women's Radical Activism in the Midwest During the Great Depression, this first book-length study of Black radicalism in Midwestern cities before the Civil Rights Movement, Melissa Ford connects the activism of Black women who championed justice during the Great Depression to those involved in the Ferguson Uprising and the Black Lives Matter movement. A Brick and a Bible examines how African-American working-class women, many of whom had just migrated to the promised land only to find hunger, cold, and unemployment, forged a region of revolutionary potential. Ford profoundly reimagines how we remember and interpret these ordinary women doing extraordinary things across the heartland. Once overlooked, their activism shaped a radical tradition in Midwestern cities that continues to be seen in cities like Ferguson and Minneapolis today. A Real-Life Little Women, Sisters of Influence, a biography of Zena, Amy, and Rose Faye, is the untold story of three extraordinary sisters who defied Victorian-era expectations to leave their marks on history. Andrea Friederici Ross breathes new life into the fascinating stories of these sisters, intertwining their narratives into a captivating family biography. Born into modest circumstances as daughters of an Episcopal rector and a poet, the seven Faye siblings' upbringing in small-town Vermont was shaped by financial struggles, rare educational opportunities, and the early loss of their mother. While their sisters pursued traditional paths and their brother Norman helped them all, Zena, Amy, and Rose boldly charted their own courses, becoming trailblazers in music, writing, and women's advocacy. From advocating for women's education to advancing the arts and social reform, they exemplify the resilience and determination that bridge the restrictive norms of the Victorian age and the activism of the progressive era. Edith, the Rogue Rockefeller McCormick, also by Andrea Friederici Ross, is the thrilling story of a daughter of America's foremost industrialist, John D. Rockefeller, complete with sex, money, mental illness, and opera divas, and a woman who strove for the independence to make her own choices. Rejecting the limited gender role carved out for her by her father and society, Edith Rockefeller McCormick forged her own path, despite pushback from her family and ultimate financial ruin. Respectful and truthful, Andrea Friederici Ross presents the full arc of this amazing woman's life and expertly helps readers understand Edith's generosity, intelligence, and fierce determination to change the world. In We Are Coming, The Persuasive Discourse of 19th Century Black Women, Shirley Wilson Logan analyzes the distinctive rhetorical features of this discourse, concentrating on the public discourse of club and church women from 1880 until 1900. Logan develops each chapter in this illustrated study around a feature of public address as best exemplified in the oratory of a particular woman speaker of the era. She analyzes not only speeches, but also editorials, essays, and letters. Logan also examines the discourse of women associated with the Black Baptist women's movement and those participating in college-affiliated conferences. Women featured include Maria Stewart, Frances Harper, Ida B. Wells, and more. We Are a College at War, Women Working for Victory in World War II, by Mary Weeks Baxter, Christine Brunn, and Catherine Forsland, weaves together the individual World War II experiences of students and faculty of the all-female Rockford College, now Rockford University, in Rockford, Illinois, to draw a broader picture of the role American women and college students played during this defining period in U.S. history. It uses the Rockford community's letters, speeches, newspaper stories, and personal recollections to demonstrate how American women during the Second World War claimed the right to be everywhere, in factories and other traditionally male workplaces, and even on the front lines, and links their efforts to the rise of feminism and the fight for women's rights in the 1960s and 1970s. You can find these and more incredible women's history titles on our website at siupress.com. Join us next week to hear about more of the books the press is celebrating for Women's History Month. That's all we have time for today. This is Mandy Jordan from SIU Press, encouraging everyone to make your own blanket fort and tell a story.